WildTalkRadio.com.
All right. It's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
It's the final Raw of 2020. That means 2020 is almost over. Yay. Yay. Well, this is the Raw Post Show, presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and presented by Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com, use code WTRLIVE till the end of the month. Get 20% off and free shipping. Whether it is the ball toner, the lawnmower 3.0, or any wide range of products they have at manscaped.com. I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
What's up? Y'all, we are T-minus what? 3 days? So we hit 2021 and 2020 is over? Score? We are at the last Raw of 2020. And it is far different from the first Raw of 2020. I will give it that.
Or the last Raw, 2019, yeah.
Yeah, two very different products as one began and one ended. But we have some things we need to talk about from this show because they did some big stuff.
They did some big stuff. Also, intern, say hi.
Howdy.
He's lurking. He's not actually contributing much. He's just here.
I'll just make a random comment every now and then.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get the heavy stuff out of the way. We'll address more of the heavy stuff on Thursday. Yes, they did the graphic for John Huber, a.k.a. Luke Harper, a.k.a. Brody Lee. They did all that. I know people wanted more, and should they have done more? Yes, but guess what? His employer doing more on Wednesday.
And I think we point this out on Thursday as well. They also have three shows and multiple rosters that they're going to do it across, probably. So I would not be the least bit surprised if we don't see something from NXT and if we don't see something on SmackDown for him, just so all of the talent get the chance to say goodbye properly. Because some of his friends are on Raw, some of his friends are on SmackDown, and some of his friends are down in NXT. So yeah. I think they will give everybody the chance to say goodbye properly. But I think what they did on Raw was very tasteful. There was no everybody on the stage, the Tim Bell salute, which that could still come. But I feel like they kind of missed an opportunity here. They maybe should have done it, but we'll see if they do it on NXT or SmackDown.
Again, let his employer handle it.
Yeah, that was me personally.
Mm-hmm, but his employer is going to handle all that.
Yeah.
That said, but Tom Phillips... Not Michael Cole.
Can I finish?
Hold on. Not Michael Cole, Twitter. Tom Phillips did this thing. Go.
Anyway, all the wrestlers on Raw, or a lot of the wrestlers on Raw, had some really nice talent or tributes, including Tom Phillips.
Not Michael Cole.
Not Michael Cole, who opened Raw by saying, "It's Monday night, you know what that means."
Drew did the same thing and added the, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." Alexa also did a, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." Woods had a Brody
armband.
He did the discus clothesline in the match. Those who could get things in, did them. Subtlety is always good, though. Subtlety, I think, at times is better than full-out tributes.
I think letting the wrestlers say goodbye in their own way is a really nice thing for them to be able to do, even if they were doing it on their own. I think everybody was kind of told, if you want to do it, do it. If you don't, don't.
Dana make sure to get the arm flexes in.
Yeah, Dana did all the poses for the Dana poses. We had yeah, yeah, yeahs. We had you know what that means. I think the only thing that we really didn't get was obviously anything from Bray or Braun, because neither of them are on TV right now, and I'm sure that hurt them quite a bit. But you understand that they're kind of sort of doing things. Braun's hurt, and Bray is...
selling.
Yeah.
His death. his own character
burning.
Death. Yeah.
His roasting.
So, there's a few things that's happened on this show. You had Drew McIntyre open, as mentioned. He did his little spiel and talked about how everything happened with Sheamus and how they've been friends. And then Sheamus kicked Keith Lee's head off, and that brought out Sheamus. And they talked about their 15-year friendship. Keith Lee is like, oh, you see, you two buddies
marriage.
Are working together.
Marriage. Their 15-year marriage. Anyway, continue.
Well, he was like, you told McIntyre to consider that Sheamus might stab him in the back. And then they went back and forth. And then Sheamus bro-kicked Keith Lee again, which led to the match. Keith Lee, Sheamus, number one contenders match. Good match.
Yeah, this is really good. This is really entertaining.
So what many thought could be your WrestleMania title match is happening next week on Raw. On Raw Legends Night. Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting. So maybe they have other plans for Drew, or maybe they're setting up WrestleMania next Monday night.
Grand Metalik beat The Miz. Miz was not his normal self.
No, Miz was still really upset about losing the Money in the Bank and then losing what he, or felt like, feeling like he lost his appeal to get the Money in the Bank back based on his reasons why he shouldn't have lost it. And, well, he's just a tad distracted, a tad upset, and Grand Metalik picked up the win over The Miz. However, in an interesting twist, Adam Pearce seemingly made it right, because later on in the show, authority figure Fierce granted Miz's Christmas wish, and Miz got the Money in the Bank contract back.
So a line from that segment was, Morrison told Miz he had to get past this, and it says not as bad as when he lost to Kevin Federline.
I mean.
Pierce came up and said, you look as miserable as the Cleveland Browns did the day before.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's totally not wrong. He's also a Packers fan.
Yeah. And then he returned it because Miz was right. And then Miz and Morrison did this
celebratory dance together that involved a lot of grinding, pelvic thrusts, and screaming.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? It reminded me of, like, Zach Morris, AC Slater dancing.
Kind of.
That's kind of the reference in my head I go with. The cheesy dancing. No, not them. Not that. Because it just clicked in my head. Boy Meets World. Corey and Sean. It's like their cheesy dancing. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It was their cheesy dancing.
So, an interesting twist for Drew McIntyre. Money in the Bank is back on the table.
Mm-hmm. So AJ walked into Elias's locker room because he was making too much noise. And that led to them having a match. Which was really good with AJ getting the win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they're slowly working Elias back into the product. We had the Battle of the Bodyguards. I thought this was really good. I thought this was fine.
AJ a babyface? Question mark? He played the babyface tonight, so question mark?
We'll see.
Mustafa Ali. Ricochet. Mustafa Ali wins.
Now, last week, I feel like they had the match for them to basically force Ricochet to join Retribution, which he won. So he didn't have to join. But this week, interestingly enough, he fought Mustafa Ali and he loses. with some slight help.
Slight help.
Didn't he lose last week?
He lost last week. Yeah, he lost. He's been losing. Yeah.
I thought he won last week.
No, he beat the one.
No, T-Bar planted him into the ring.
He won the first week, and I think he beat Slapjack.
Okay.
And then he got beat up by the big guy, T-Bar, last week. And, yeah.
Time has no meaning. Okay?
Time has no meaning.
Anymore.
Neither does this angle.
No, yeah. it really has no meaning, because the Mustafa goes, I'm not forcing you, but I'm offering you one more chance. And he goes, I will not join. And then got attacked again. So the story continues.
This is just my thought.
2020 is never going to end.
This is just my thought on this, but, and this is wrong, like, this is so wrong to think, but could Mustafa Ali and the friends, maybe, I don't know, escort Ricochet somewhere, and they all hang out, and they all, you know, maybe discuss Ricochet's grievances with WWE, and possibly in a friendly, non-cultish, non-convincing, or non, you know, forceful manner, all in the up and up, totally legal, all of this, I'm being sarcastic, convince Ricochet to join Retribution. Similar to what they're doing in NXT with the very weird Chinese angle that's going on down there, but not quite as kinky, perhaps, because it is Monday Night Raw. I mean, that's just a thought. Instead of them having match after match after match, you have Mustafa Ali decide that he's done dicking around with this and he's going to make Ricochet join.
Just shove a mask on him already.
Don't put a mask on him. He's so pretty. Also, while we're doing things with masks, can we take Mia Yim's off?
He can't wear a mask. That would be infringement on Lucha Underground.
That would be hilarious if you did put the Prince Puma mask back on. But I mean, I'm just saying that I feel like that would like give Retribution something where maybe Ricochet, maybe everybody was not necessarily a willing participant in their cause, but they were convinced to join through either indoctrination or other methods. And that's why they're all there. I just feel like it would give them something interest.
We'll see. Shayna Baszler beat Dana Brooke. Then she choked out Mandy Rose.
After trying to break her elbow again.
Yeah.
It was there.
Charlotte beat Nia by disqualification. Asuka made the save.
After Shayna jumped in and tried to choke out Charlotte.
Yeah.
This was okay. This was not my favorite match of the night by far, but it was fine. It continues the storyline and, you know, the fact that Nia and Shayna want their titles back.
Angel Garza was interviewed and he talked about ups and downs, and then he had a rose and Charlie wondered who he was giving the rose to, and a man never tells. And then R-Truth ran by and all the people ran by. The rose fell and it got broken, and then he handed it to Charlotte.
His rose went a little limp.
He had Jeff Hardy and Riddle and Kingston and Woods talk about Big E winning the title, and then they're the tag champs, and they need a name. They all need a name before them. How about the Little Bronies? Because they're all Stallion. Or the Positively Hard Bros.
I just don't even know what to do with that.
The Hurt Business took on Woods, Kingston, Riddle, and Hardy in an 8-man tag.
Gave it to them super hard.
All day, all night. This is where we saw Woods do the clothesline. Once again, though, Jeff Hardy tapped out to the Hurt Lock.
And the Hurt Business celebrated.
Bobby Lashley announced that he is entering
the Royal Rumble.
Yep, it's that time, folks. Everybody's going to be entering the Royal Rumble.
So the big story, main reason we're on air tonight.
Yeah, we had to go over everything else, and now we're going to talk about the real stuff.
The one reason we're really on the air tonight is the Alexa Bliss playground. So she's in the ring. She talked about him returning. She said she hasn't seen him since the Inferno match in TLC when things got a little bit, heated.
Toasty.
As it were. She said she wondered if he would return for Raw Legends Night to meet his hero, Hulk Hogan. You know, he's been eating his vitamins, saying his prayers, but he doesn't want to know who he's praying to. But all Alexa wanted to invite Randy to come to her playground. She goes, Randy Orton, come on down. Music plays, nothing. One more time. Randy Orton, come on down. And maybe Randy doesn't want to play here with me anymore. You start someone on fire one time and then go straight to their head.
I mean, talk to Kane and Taker about that.
Then you have the Firefly Funhouse opening, and Randy Orton appeared.
In the Funhouse!
In the Funhouse.
Which we're all sitting here going, Randall, no. Randall, don't do anything that you're going to regret.
Randy looked around, he punted Huskus in the head.
Which was a super, super nice touch. For those of you that aren't aware of what that means, way back in the day, before there was a Bray Wyatt, there was a young, gentle summer child known as Husky Harris. And while Randy Orton decided to punt him in the head one day and send him back to FCW after, you know, WWE decided he was a bit on the large side. He was a tad fluffy.
Husky. Little Husky.
He's little Husky. And so Randy Orton punted him in the head to send him back to the developmental roster so he could lose a little weight. And one could argue that that single punt was the whole reason we have Bray Wyatt and all his crazy.
So Randy's walking around and then he grabs Mercy and throws Mercy into Abby.
They fall out the window. They
fall out the window. You hear everything fall. And he then picked up Ramblin', ripped Ramblin's head off.
I mean, just snapped it right off. It's like, goddamn, son.
He admired some artwork. He straightened a picture.
Of the one, of the compound, burning. He called it a lovely piece of art.
And Lux was screaming for him to stop. And then she challenged him to face her in the ring later tonight. Lauren's like, alright, guess that's when he is supposed to return, so I accept. Thoughts for now.
This was super good. I liked everything about it, obviously. I like the storytelling and the way that they're continuing things between Randy and Bray by using Alexa and having her help drive this story. It's just all really nicely done. Because Randy, I think Randy doesn't quite know what to do with her. And it's something of, I can't really hurt her like I would everybody else. So he's got to figure out another way around her. And one way around her to try and draw out the fiend without basically attacking her is to attack the funhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to talk about the other way one draws out a fiend.
So Lex is in the ring. She is no longer in her playground gear. She's dressed in a black dress.
That kind of resembles Abby the Witch a little.
So she tells Randy Orton to just bring it. Randy wonders, where is he? But says it's not about him, it's about her. She brought a gift into the ring. She opened the gift and pulled out a gas can and a book of matches. She laid on Orton's feet. She challenged Orton to do to her what he did to the fiend. She laid down in the ring. Orton just crossed his arm and looked down. She gets mad. She then starts pouring the gas herself, then puts it back down at her feet. She said she did Orton's job for him, just light the match and do to her what he did to him. Bliss was getting even more mad. She poured it all over her body. She's screaming, you're not going to do it. You don't have the guts. Look at you. You say you're sick, twisted, demented, but you're not. You're nothing. You're nothing but a little bitch.
Alexa, language.
You think I won't do it, he says. You think I'm not capable? I want to do it. But I know it's what you want me to do. So right now I'm trying to process this whole thing. Orton said he likes seeing people suffer in pain. Orton told her if she wants to see the fiend, then maybe she will set her on fire. The lighting changes. Everything goes down. The arena's dark. And he lights the match. And she gets set. Oh, we gotta go. We're out of time. We'll see you on Thunder.
I will say it was a really nice way to close the last Raw of 2020 by Randy standing there with a burning match in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Looking menacing as hell.
That's not a metaphor for 2020.
For reals. He's gonna light 2020 on fire for us. But yeah, I liked everything about this. I liked, again, like I said, how they are using Alexa to drive the story, how they're having Randy interact with her, how they're very subtly but very obviously hinting that the fiend is not dead. The fiend is going to come back in some incarnation or another, whatever it is. The fiend will return. When, we don't know. But Randy is doing everything he can to draw the fiend out because he wants to finish it once and for all, and not understanding that he's not going to win that fight when Bray comes back. Because whatever the next form that Bray Wyatt takes, it's going to be nothing short of batshit insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Randy is just going to get ripped apart.
Oh yeah, 100%. So yeah, That's how Monday Night Raw ended. Brent pointed out, how did Raw last year end?
With the wedding segment that was interrupted by Liv Morgan in her three-quarter dress or three-quarter suit.
My, how things have changed.
Yeah, things have definitely changed. But I think that does it for us tonight.
I think that does it for us. The last Raposo 2020. Everybody, tune in because we have Pop Goes the Rack coming Thursday.
We do have Pop Goes the Rack coming Thursday. One quick note before we go. Next week is Raw Legends Night. So all the legends will return in some fashion. Also, from what I'm reading on Twitter, Woods and Kofi just did a hell of a tribute on Raw Talk. So if you have availability to go see the free version of the WWE Network, go watch Raw Talk. Okay? That's all I gotta say. But yeah, we have Pop Goes the Rack. We pay tribute to Brody Lee, a.k.a. Luke Harper, a.k.a. John Huber, on Thursday. And plus, we're going to look at what was 2020 for WWE, AEW, and beyond. And boy, oh boy, have things changed. That's Pop Goes the Rack, available Thursday morning at rockradioshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. You know the deal by now. Saturday night will be live for the first time in 2021 with CB Radio. CB Live on Facebook and Twitter. Sunday night, the year that was 2020, they'll go through their predictions for 2020, make some predictions for 2021, and they'll give you what was the match of the year and all those fun categories on WTR Sunday night. 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. We'll be back next Monday for our All Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code ROCKETSTOCK in the Fortnite item shop or the Epic Game Store. Hashtag Epic Partner. And you go to manscaped.com. Use code WTRLIVE. Next couple days, save 20% off. Get free shipping, whether it's on the Lawnmower 3.0, the ball toner, the nail grooming kit, whatever they got, go to manscaped.com. Use code WTLive. Get 20% off. Lindsay?
You can follow me on most of the social medias at LindsWard, LNSWRD.
Also, you can check out the Intern's Corner as a part of CB Radio every Saturday night. He's at King Cannons. That's it. Thought he would say that's me or something, but that's him. He's at King Cannons. Nothing. Cool. Anyway, we'll see you for Pop Goes the Rack and live next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Long the airways on the Wild Talk Radio Network right here at twitch.tv/WTLive and wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.